We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, when the blues go marching in. Oh, when the blues go marching in. Oh, I want to be in that number when the blues go marching in.
They said it was just a good story, one that would soon come to an end. They expected us to be satisfied with how far we've come. We're not satisfied. We're here to prove that the past is merely a point of reference and not a predictor of the future. The postseason starts a new chapter. It's a new set of obstacles, challenges the regular season can't prepare you for. And we were ready for them. First, we traveled north and grounded the Jets. Then, we turned south and defeated an old familiar foe. Our leadership, our team is relentless. We've overcome adversity. We've delivered at the most crucial times. Do you think we have their attention now?
I think we have their attention now. Amy Marks Kors, are you fired up?
So fired up. I'm looking at my watch. I'm looking at my calendar. Monday night cannot come soon enough.
For those of you who did not recognize the voice, that was Brett Hull. That was the video they played on the scoreboard at the Enterprise Center going into Game 6, where the Blues finished off San Jose in the Western Conference Finals the other night. Amy Marks Kors, our Blues insider, joining us this morning on KMOX. The team's in Boston, dropping the puck tomorrow night on the Stanley Cup Finals. Who would have thought it, Amy?
I mean, it's really unbelievable, the trajectory of this team's season. We've all heard, right, over and over again, they were in last place after the beginning of the year. But it's not just their meteoric rise, but the way they got there and the pieces that fell into place, whether it's Craig Berube and his message. I call him the great communicator, him and Ronald Reagan. They're the great communicator. And, you know, I was laughing that he had his own Ronald Reagan moment, because at one point during the season, when he was the head coach and the Blues were still struggling, he ripped the standings off the wall. And he said, you guys are a playoff team and you don't need to look at this anymore. And it reminded me of the Ronald Reagan moment when he said, don't let anyone tell you America's best days are behind her. And so he really is something special as a leader. Then you've got Jordan Binnington and a rookie putting up in a historic performance to put his team on his back and carry them not only through an 11-game win streak, but now all the way to the Stanley Cup final. He will face the legend of Tuukka Rask. And, you know, take your pick, Oscar Sundquist, Pat Maroon, and being the hometown boy, Tyler Bozak saying he wanted to come here to win a Stanley Cup. So many great stories. I don't know how you can't fall in love with this team.
And we've talked about this before. In fact, we talked about this one of the first times that we got together here and chatted about the Blues on this show, and it was back during the Winnipeg series. And I said at the time, and I'm going to pat myself on the back because I'm sounding like a prognosticator now, but I said at the time that if the Blues were going to finally, you know, bust through the wall, they're going to finally kick it in, get to the Stanley Cup Finals, maybe even win one, how perfect it was that instead of being the team that won the President's Trophy and everybody predicted would win, that just the way this team's history has been, the perfect team to do it would be the one where if you took the storyline and the script and you wrote it down and you handed it to a Hollywood producer, you would be laughed out of the room.
I mean, you're absolutely right. And especially, again, going to the hometown kid, right, and the rookie goaltender. I was trying to think of all the Disney movies that have parallels, because they would.
Where's Emilio Estevez?
That's exactly right. I mean, you're looking at a perfect movie scenario. And in fact, Alex Ferrario and I were laughing on Chili's Week in Hockey. We were casting, you know, what actor would play what player. We both agreed on Jake Gyllenhaal for Ryan O'Reilly. I think Bruce Willis could play Craig Berube pretty well and for this movie. But, you know, the storylines of this team are, they're fun and romantic to look at, but they're also critical to the success. And what I mean by that is the Boston Bruins play-by-play announcer, Judd Zarat, made a great point. He said, it's not just who you play, but it's when you play them. And you could argue that any team that played this same Blues roster, right, at the beginning of the year would face a totally different opponent than they're facing this week or that opponents have faced in the past few weeks. You could even argue that the team that this Blues team was in February when they were on their winning streak still was not as strong as this team right now because they've gained momentum. They've gained chemistry, whether they went through those really difficult times or they went through the success together. This team is so close, such a tight-knit group in the locker room that they seem unbeatable right now. And you look at a team like the Carolina Hurricanes, not only did they get hot towards the end of the season, but they had an incredible postseason. And I really thought the Carolina Hurricanes could beat Boston. They just seemed like the hottest team. It seemed like, wow, they were playing them at just the right time. Well, at the same time, that was a Carolina Hurricanes team whose head coach said, our guys are a little mentally fatigued. I don't think that's a great thing. I don't think that's what you want your coach to say in the playoffs. And so the Boston Bruins, being incredibly experienced and strong, were able to beat the Hurricanes, earn their spot in the Stanley Cup final. And so this Blues team, as much as we talk about the stories that got them here, those are the same stories that are making them such a tough opponent right now, because it's not just who you play, but when you play them.
And in our last 20 seconds, the final chapter of the goofy Hollywood story would be your old captain being on the team you have to beat to win the Stanley Cup.
How about that? I didn't even mention that with the storylines. You know, I think Alex Pietrangelo is getting tired of being asked that question. He said, geez, he's not my brother. But they did send each other one friendly text, and then no more talking. He said, back has stopped texting him back, and the rivalry has begun.
And we'll see what happens. Amy Marks Kors, thanks for joining us. It's going to be a big week. Go Blues.
I love it. Let's go Blues.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.